For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail trying to help get Democrats elected in this fall's midterm elections. In Anaheim, California, he gave a short speech and was given a warm welcome by the crowd.
It is good to be back in California.
Seven Democrats are with Mr. Obama. They're hoping to win seven seats in the House currently held by Republicans. The former president told the partisan crowd, the key is to get people out to vote.
Where there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
Obama did say, we're in a challenging moment, but he did not mention President Trump by name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. His attorney, Thomas Green, thinks the judge was certain his sentencing was fair.
You know, some people will think the sentence is light. Some people may think it is heavy. But there's no doubt in my mind that the judge issued what he thought was a very fair sentence.
Papadopoulos says he's deeply embarrassed and ashamed. Former White House counsel during the Nixon administration, John Dean, expressed some of his concerns during the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before it wrapped up on Friday.
He would have the Congress immunize sitting presidents from both civil and criminal liability. Under Judge Kavanaugh's recommendation, if a president shot somebody in cold blood on Fifth Avenue, that president could not be prosecuted while in office.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a strong reaction from a Catholic organization to a recently announced investigation. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The nation's largest Catholic league is blasting the New York State Attorney General for opening an investigation into Catholic dioceses in that state for sex abuse allegations. The president of the New York Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says,
"This problem is not ours today. We did have it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to go after the Catholic Church alone today and give the public schools and all of the religions a pass smacks of bigotry."
Donahue says there's a misconception that clergy sex abuse is still a problem. He points to stats that show hardly any Catholic priests in the last 2 years have credible accusations made against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatened China with another round of punishing tariffs on Friday. He also defended his tough stance against trading with Canada. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aboard Air Force One while campaigning in the Dakotas, President Trump tells reporters he's leveling the playing field with Canada by negotiating to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement.
You know, people say, I'm too tough with Canada. Look, Canada's been ripping us off for a long time, and now they've got to treat us fairly.
Trump warns that he would cause the ruination of Canada if he imposed tariffs on Canadian-made cars. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.